You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we're going to be talking to the owner and curator of The Bounty, Mr. Jay Henley, about his great fundraiser coming up this weekend. That's coming up after the 6:30 news break, so stick around for that. It's going to be a great conversation. We're also going to be talking about your text and, you know, maybe having some conversation about what we did this weekend. I know that Dom's first weekend in his pad has come and gone. We'd love to know what's going on there. But that's all going to be happening in the second hour. And then, of course, we'll be wrapping it all up with a nightcap. I that would have been great had I said that sentence correctly, but I didn't. So that's all going to be coming up in the second hour of the program. The question of the night is a fantastic one. We already got our thoughts from Mr. Mike Clemens, who was on the show in the first hour. And if you missed that discussion, really, like, you know, getting into all of the nuances of Wisconsin sports and beyond, you can always go to civicmedia.us/shows. Go to find Nightlight. And you can download episodes, catch up, listen to them wherever you would like, and just be part of that. You can also get in touch with us in a couple of different ways, not just the calling or the texting. You can get the Civic Media app in your life, get it on your device. You can call, you can text, you can be a part of that. You can also listen to shows live. You can also get your news from that. But the app is right there. It's absolutely free. And then finally, another great way to get in touch with us is simply dropping an email. You got a thought on a guest, topic, let us know how we're doing. 5-star reviews only. Go to nightlight at civicmedia.us. N-I-T-E-L-I-T-E at civicmedia.us. Because you can't spell U.S. without us.
Love
it. Sit in there. That's good stuff.
Well done.
I really enjoy impressing Dom. Because I feel like at my age, the ability to impress young people is further and further apart. Like, the more you think you're impressive, the more they're just looking at their phone going, okay. And then they go back to, you know, their lives, which they have earned because it's their life. But when I impress Dom, I feel really good. It's like, do you ever get this, Pete? When you ask a question of a guest and they say, that's a really good question. Inside, you're like, thank you. Guys, I asked a good question. I'm smart.
I don't get impressed easily.
Here's our Nightlight promo. Pete, that's a great question. Join us for Nightlight. Okay.
That's a really good question. You just asked me like my thoughts on the new. I got nothing there. I petered out.
The Cubs Brewers series. That's
there
a big
you go.
One.
There you go. But yeah, so we are here with you all until 7 o'clock. So we're really excited. I hope you're joining us, and hope you're having a great night. Hope you're having a great Monday. But while we're here together, let's restate the question of the night. Woohoo. What is your favorite slang word? Let us know. Give us a call. Give us a text. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Again, we are on the live stream right now. You can catch us on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can feel free to make up a slang term. We just ask that it's, FCC compliant, please.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Or beat around the bush if you have to. You can tell us, but you just can't use the word.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'd love to hear from you. Let us know your thoughts. Let's start with the text line on the computer there, Dom.
Yeah, about ours, Greg?
Oh, that's right. You know, what am I thinking? I'm so sorry.
One of the joys of hosting a radio show is we get to go first. Let's be honest.
True. Or at all, period. Like, or we just get to talk, period. Like, we don't even you know. Who are these people who want to be part of this show? I'm just kidding. We love you. Don't run away, please.
I think you should go first tonight.
Yeah. Actually, what's funny is did someone actually say it on the text line? No, they didn't. They said a different word, but I do like it. Hinky. I like the word hinky.
Yeah, that's been around a while too.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it in the movie.
The The Fugitive.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Pete.
Yeah, when they're waiting for the elevator, yeah, and Tommy Lee Jones gives the guy a hard time about it.
He's like, why do you say that word? It's like, don't say words I don't know. But
you've
seen
that movie a few times, like I have apparently.
Yeah, so I started using that word, and I've heard more and more. I feel like now that could probably be in the dictionary because it's become part of, you know, it's like any other word that gets put in the dictionary that old people shake their fists at. When I was a young person, that wasn't in the dictionary. It's like, yeah, well, the dictionary was only 5 pages when you were young, so.
5 pages.
But yeah, I like Hinky. That's a good one. I got a bunch of others in my head, but that, like, it was just so many to choose from, but Hinky is a good one. But Pete, what about you?
I said Threads. I love when people, and I do it. I you know, I'm a kid of 70s and 80s TV, and I grew up listening to one of my favorite shows growing up was Good Times.
Yeah.
And they would always say nice Threads or Boss Threads, you know, and I love the term Threads. So that's mine. I've got a few though, but that's the one I went with for tonight.
Okay, cool. Mr. Dom Lee, which one do you have that we're like, huh?
I gotta say Low Key. I say Low Key. Low Key too much. I say it way too often.
Okay.
But I, yeah, in texts, I just say it. It just, I don't even like saying it. It just always comes up. I don't know.
I totally understand. If someone texted in a slang term that I will talk about when we get to it, that kind of there's a story behind it. But here's a question I have for you, Dom. Nobody cares what Pete or I say as far as slang. Like, our time in the spotlight as far as, like, cool, hip words, it's gone.
Right.
But your generation... No, I mean, are you... I thought
you meant because we were so muscular, but that's fine, Greg. Say what you gotta say.
Sure. Our muscles are very old. So what I'm saying is, because you're young, the spotlight's always on your generation, and they're constantly writing stories on the word. And we even had a quiz about it where I did very poorly, and I think Pete cheated. But the point is, are there words in your slang terms in your generation that you're and we'll take Loki out of the equation here because we already know your thoughts on it. Mm-hmm. But are there words that your generation say where you, as a person of 22, go, really? Are you gonna? Do you have to say this? Like, you don't have to say that word. It's a dumb word. Like,
yeah.
Or you're over it.
There's quite a few, actually. Like, there's quite a few that we've used already too much. Like, for example, no cap. Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of words that we just overuse, and low-key is one of them. We already used it. But, yeah, there's some words that just is like, okay, you know, enough is enough. Just use the original, how it's supposed to be said. And go on from there. You know, it's sometimes it just gets too much. It does.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
No cap.
It means like this is serious. Like this is no cap. Like I'm positively telling you this is what it is.
What's the cap part of it mean though?
It's like, you know, it's just a confirmation, pretty much. That's just what it means.
Yeah, see, yeah, that's one of the reasons why older generations think you guys are weird. I will say this right now.
I don't know what it means.
If you walked up to me with information that was serious, like my car was stolen, no cap or cap, there is 0% chance I would take you seriously.
Right. Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah. That is not a term that it should be used in a situation where I'm meant to take anything seriously. Like that sounds like a thing. It sounds very guy. It sounds like something guys say a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And if a guy said that to me, and let's face it, a young man, because it's going to be someone under the age of probably 30, if not even younger, I would just be like, say again? What now? What happened? I don't understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So, but that's weird.
Yeah, I don't. Here's one I wish I didn't say so much. I still say sweet all the time. Sweet.
Yeah. Me too.
You know, and that's kind of become, that is a slang term with some staying power though. I remember when I was in college in the late 80s and one of the guys on my floor put up word of the week on his door, sweet.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. But it stood the test of time and new generations are using it. That's a slang word with some staying power.
Wicked. I've always liked wicked.
Wicked.
It's just always wicked. Very wicked. So yeah.
Wicked's nice.
Wicked's got some good. It used to be when I was a kid, we used to say it all the time. Now it feels very East Coast. Like when you hear wicked, it's always someone in like Massachusetts. Like that's a wicked smart. Like something to that effect.
Here's another one I like. Shizzle. And I used to misuse it. I used to say, I got new shizzles, thinking it meant shoes.
Oh, boy.
And everybody would laugh like, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard. And turns out I've been using it to people who knew what it meant even less than I did. It means faux shizzle, like for sure, not shoes. Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
What? Yeah.
Sus, I really wish I would hear. Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Caught me off guard. No cap.
Let's go. Oh, God. Well, Nightlight's canceled. Dang it. Let's take this to the text line. What are the people saying? What are the words or terms or phrases they enjoy saying?
Well, I think Greg Jewell was mentioning something at the beginning of the show, at the very start. If you want to say that one, I think it.
Yeah, sure.
You. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So earlier in the show today, we were asking some questions, you know, like there's BC, there's AD, there's BCE or CE.
Yeah.
And Jewel on the text line said, Greg, what about all the Star Wars nerds that measure BBY and ABY? Well, for folks who don't understand that, that refers to the time frame in the galaxy of Star Wars. Everything BBY is before the Battle of Yavin, which is from A New Hope. Everything comes after that is after the Battle of Yavin. So when you see that, anything that says, you know, 300 BBY, that means it takes place before the fourth episode of Star Wars, the Skywalker, or as I call it, the Palpatine Ninology.
I'm impressed again.
That is impressive.
I did not kiss a girl until I was much later in life.
And she was a Star Wars fan probably when it finally happened.
Not after I got done with that conversation. No, she was not. But yeah, so that is a Star Wars term to do, basically like the same thing we do here, but it's in a galaxy far, far away a long, long time ago. So
but that's like, I would assume you hung out with other Star Wars fans. That's not like a party killer when you would talk like that. It's like, hey, the party's dying. Bring Greg in here with Star Wars talk. You probably were hanging out with people who love to hear that kind of stuff, right?
Nope. I mean, yes, as far as like in chat rooms on AOL in the late 90s, yeah, but not in physical parties where there was things happening and people having fun. It was me sitting in front of a computer saying, maybe I'll meet a girl in Canada from this. Okay. No, there was no parties, Pete. There was absolutely no parties. Like, no.
Oh, man. All right. Sorry to hear that, buddy. I didn't
it's
that
okay.
Up.
It's all right. It's fine. We have a few more moments before we have to get to the break if we want to go through a couple, and then we'll come back to the other side and get to some more.
Yeah, we got Robert listening on WLCX says buddy. I think that's a good slang word. I use that quite a lot.
Slang, sure. Yeah.
That can be threatening, too.
That's
buddy.
True.
Mm-hmm. Buddy.
People call me that.
What you
the
doing
time.
There, buddy?
Oh, right.
Yeah, I can feel pressure.
I say buddy a lot.
And then we also have Melissa from Willie Street saying janky is my slang word. Wow.
I love that word.
I like that one, too. That's a
great
I
say that
one.
Word. I say that word, too. I say that word. I love
it's
that
it's kind of like gnarly, right? Like it can mean like janky skanky, sort of. It's kind of janky.
Yeah, I say right? janky. Yeah.
It's a good one. Thank you, Melissa.
Okay. Well, we'll get to more of those throughout the second hour. Please keep letting us know your favorite slang words. Feel free to make them up as we've just been talking about now. You can always do that by calling or texting 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we'll be talking with Jay Henley, the owner and curator of The Bounty, discussing his fundraiser coming up. So don't go anywhere. You're listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us. Give a call, text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, a great conversation with Jay Henley, the owner and curator of The Bounty. We'll be talking about his fundraiser coming up. And then we'll be wrapping everything up with the nightcap where we get to the last text and thoughts of the wonderful audience and talk about what we learned on the show today. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. We are talking about the question of the night, which is, what is your favorite slang term? You can let us know. Call or text. Send it through the Civic Media app. Go ahead and do that if you'd like. It can be a made-up one as well. We've seen some made-up ones. And we had some more text messages on the line there. Dom, who else we got there wanting to let us know their thoughts?
Yeah, we got Brett from Brown Deer texting in, says, my favorite slang is Epsteinth time, as in release the files for the Epsteinth time. Okay. Okay, Brett. Okay.
I heard that. I like that one.
That was a good one. And then we got Karen from Racine saying, UFTA.
UFTA.
UFTA. Lots of that UFTA. These day.
Okay. What does that mean again?
So it means, oh my goodness. Like, so that was the word I was talking about before. Oh. My mom says UFTA, and I used to make fun of her by going UFTA, and now I say UFTA without irony or fun. I just, it's part of my language now. It's just, okay. I played a trick on myself and I am the loser here. So yeah, UFTA. It's a like a Scandinavian to UFTA. Like it's a, you'll hear people in Northern Michigan, Minnesota say it very much aligned with the whole like, oh, dar, yeah, I'm just going to UFTA. I the car got stuck in the snow. It was an early snow. I didn't put the chains on the tires. I UFTA. I had to get the guy to help me cut, you know, that kind of thing. Okay.
Huh.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
Okay. Welcome to another edition of Greg Teaches the Youth.
Something new. I never knew.
In Swedish.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We got Monica from Mount Horeb saying, I often say I'm from Podunk, and I now call myself trailer trash, mainly because it irritates my sister. Supposedly, these are both offensive, but can someone offend themselves?
Well, it sounds like you're offending your sister, Monica.
Yeah. Mm.
But it's family. She'll get over it.
I mean, Podunk, I've never heard. Like, Podunk just, you're from the sticks. It sounds like the boondocks, the boonies, the, you know, I've never heard that term be offensive. Trailer trash, I get that. I understand that completely, but I've never heard anyone say Podunk is offensive.
Right.
That's one I like, too, is the sticks. I say I'm from the sticks. You know, you know what that means, Dom?
I do, because, you explain. What? You just explain. It's, you're just from, like, the boonies, maybe? Or from
the trees. Trees are the sticks. The you're out in the woods.
Out in the country. Out in the rural area.
Mm-hmm. And it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. What else we got here that you can actually say on air?
I was just going to say, yeah, we have a few more here. We have Anna from Madison says, when someone thanks me for something, I always say no problem. Same with me. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Looking through here. We got Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids saying, Shubwa Dawa do means Yaman. Okay.
Okay.
Is he making fun of my name?
I have no idea.
Could he be? Probably.
Sounds like it. That's a good one. I've heard that one before.
Or go see a doctor? I don't know.
Yeah. I've got Schwabba Dubba.
And we also have Nick from Marshall saying, my favorite slang words are Irie and Natty dreadlocks. Never even.
Okay, Nick. Really?
Did he just make me say something I wasn't supposed to say?
No. Those are traditional. Those are traditional like Jamaican terms. Like Irie is like I had a friend of mine who would always say Irie, and it's like oh my goodness, like Irie, like he's excited, like Irie, that's oh my goodness, this dinner is so good, Irie, like that kind of thing. So, and Josh from Columbia County is just not killing it when it comes to things we can say on the radio right now.
John is like texting like he just learned about swear words or something.
Yeah, exactly.
This is so cool.
But also, you know what? You know what? Disco is great. That's what I'll say to John in Columbia County. I love disco. So, and Nick also gave us a synonym for podunk, in the sticks.
Oh yeah, I happen to live in the sticks. Okay, Nick.
There you go.
We got just a few here on Facebook. Stacy Sue says, "Oh man," and Peachy.
Peachy. Oh, God. When people ask me how I'm doing, I say Peachy Keen.
See, Peachy Keen is kind of like borderline. Peachy is cooler than Peachy Keen, I think. Because Peachy Keen, you sound like Biff from Back to the Future.
Hey, or make like a tree and get out of here, all right?
Mike Desitel says, what the? That's kind of a slang term. Okay. Mm. My pal Tim says, Jag. He's a Chicago guy. Yeah. That's a good one. My friend Teresa says, we need to bring back Bogue, B-O-G-U-E. I don't know what it is.
Bogey? It sounds like a derivation of bogus.
Yeah, it does. Maybe she meant bogus. Bogus works. That's a Bill and Ted thing. And then finally, Jenny Jean says, my dad is a big fan of Bussin, and I am partial to Riz. What is Riz again, Dom?
Charisma.
Yep. Greg got it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah. I never use that word.
That's another one of those words where I just say, I can't say that word and in my head not go, what are you doing? Like, I don't care if anyone else, like, that's the thing is, I don't care if other people say any of these words. Like, it doesn't, but for me, in my brain, if I said, ooh, you got some riz, I was in my head going, what are you trying to accomplish by saying that?
Yep. But Greg, what if you had said instead, you're really peachy keen.
I would love that. I mean, I say that all the time. That's a compliment. That if someone said to me, Greg, you have a lot of riz, I'd be like, oh, thank you very much. That I take the compliment. Again, I don't care if anyone says it. It's right. Me trying to say it where I'm like, you sound like a moron right now. It's just not you at all. So just stick to, oh, this is, you look, you have a lot of charisma.
We've got on the text line, Nick chimes in again and says, never heard anyone use the term Irie as you did, Greg.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I remember my friend Charlie, bass player from Milwaukee, he used to say it all the time. And then one day I was like, what part of Jamaica is he? Because he would speak with a Jamaican accent. And I asked my friend, I'm like, where in Jamaica is he from? He's like, he's not from Jamaica. He just does that. I'm like, oh, well, okay. I mean, cool. Works for me.
I was from Jamaica. It'd be sweet. It'd be sus, but sweet.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Something that isn't sus, a great conversation coming up after the break, that's for sure. We'll be talking to Jay Henley, who is Woo-hoo. The owner and curator of The Bounty. We'll be talking about the fundraising boat race and fish boil coming up. So don't go anywhere. We're going to have a great conversation. Stick around for the news and stick around for this great show because we still got another half an hour here. So let's hang out and have some fun on Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Always get in touch, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can also get in touch with us via the Civic Media app as well. You can answer the question of the night, which is, what is your favorite? There's a new word. That's my new favorite slang term.
That's a flavor.
It's my favorite food. It's a flavor. All right, there we go. Yeah, what's your favorite slang term? Feel free to make it up. Let us know. We'll be going through those throughout the rest of the show. And coming up in just a little bit, we'll be going into the nightcap, talking about the things we've learned and hearing from you. So stick around. Let's have some fun. And let's welcome our second guest of the evening. He is the owner and curator of The Bounty. Jay Henley is our guest this evening. Good evening, afternoon. Jay, how are you doing today? He's raising the roof, folks. He is raising the roof.
That pretty much says it all.
That's a slang, I think, as well, right? Raise the roof.
Exactly. Welcome to the show, Jay. Welcome back to Nightlight. We appreciate you being here. Let's kick things off very simply here. Tell us about The Bounty, what you guys do at the venue, and just, you know, the events you have there.
Yeah, thank you. The Bounty is located at 1041 South Park Street here in Madison South Side. That's about 3 years in right now. I started off as somewhat of a vintage clothing store / decor / furniture and literature, art. I mean, you name it. Basically, I'm a reseller. And that's kind of what my initial thought was going into the concept, but it's become so much more than that. I feel like I've become more of a community center, not just with the neighborhood here, but in a lot of ways with Madison as a whole. I host events here, one of which is the one we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty big one coming up. It's an annual fundraiser that I put on. It's a mini sailboat regatta and a Door County fish boil.
So, Jay, where did the fish boils are so much fun. We've gone to them in Door County. We've had a couple here where I live. But what made you decide on a fish boil? Vintage clothing. You have artists performing there occasionally. Why the fish boil?
Well, the fish boil came out of an idea from one of my artists in residence. So one of the things that I didn't mention just then, thanks for the prompt, is I have an ongoing artist in residency series here. So I invite local artists to come in and show their work. Some of it is exhibition style. As you can see, I'm actually in the space right now, and I've just got a straightforward art exhibition that's going on right now from Larry Stevens. He's a local artist here in Madison. But rewinding 3 years ago, I had an artist in the space. His name is Scott Pauli, local artist here in Madison. Most of his work kind of focuses on the Great Lakes. And, you know, as he was here for his 3-month stint, we started talking about what more we could do and maybe a way that we could highlight, you know, where we live and what we're surrounded with the lakes here in Madison. And the more we chatted about it, we were like, you know, why don't we do some sort of event that, you know, focuses on, you know, raising money for keeping our lakes clean. And that's really where the idea came from. So we were like, let's do a mini sailboat regatta, something that the Boy Scouts does every year. We decided that we were going to do a version of that here at the Bounty. And then on top of that, I've been going to Door County. I've lived in Madison for 26 years. I've been going to Door County at least once or twice a year. I've experienced a Door County fish boil in the past. We got to talking about it. I was like, man, that would be really great. You know, not just the regatta piece of it, but we can also do something that would feed the people who actually showed up for the regatta. So yeah, that was sort of the gist of sort of the genesis of doing the event was just a conversation with Scott Pollock.
Now, when you say mini sailboat, are you talking like the Pinewood Derby where it's little sailboats that are being, so it's not like one person goes in there, it's tiny sailboats that people just put in the water and let them go?
It literally is. This is a kit that I got online from, it's what they use for the Boy Scouts.
Oh, wow.
And so each artist, so I invite 20 to 24 artists that I give these sailboats to, either artists or local businesses. I give the kit to them, and then they show up with a version of that.
That's great.
This is from Video Store Inc. Over there, he's in Monona. This is the one that he entered last year. He actually built a little stand for it. You know, it comes off the stand, goes into the water, and then, you know, you race it. And then we get fairly elaborate versions of those. This is from another artist. His name is Gordon Scott. So he created this little platform for his, he put outriggers on his kit. And so, you know, it's an event where it's not just, hey, let's create a race and let's see who can win. It's more of a show of some of the artists to create something that could be fairly interesting. So, yeah, you know, it is a Pinewood Derby-esque or a, you know, mini sail. They call it the Rain Gutter Regatta. We literally suspend rain gutters that are on the sides of your house from the warehouse rafters, fill them with water. Each boat captain has a straw that they then propel their craft down the rain gutter. And it's a lot of fun. It gets people really hyped up around not only the race itself, but what boats show up for the event. It's a blast. We have a great time.
Our guest is Jay Henley. He is the owner and curator of the Bounty in Madison. It's on Park Street. Check it out. They have vintage clothing. They have an artist in residency. You don't hear about that a lot at a vintage clothing store. I love that, Jay. But I want to ask you, I'm not a boatsman, but I did not see any life jackets on any of those boats. And I'm not going to report you or anything, but tell us where the proceeds go and what are you doing this for in terms of your good work here?
Yeah, we identify a couple of benefactors, if you will, for the proceeds or profits that we make from the event. This year, we're giving a portion of our profits to Clean Wisconsin.
Nice.
Really great organization.
Yeah.
Trying to help our environment specifically here in Wisconsin stay clean. They, you know, sort of have watchdogs out there making sure anything that any large corporations are doing, mining, waterway treatments, etc. That they're just doing the right thing. So we're giving some of the money to Clean Wisconsin. And then there's a local, this is part of what I do with my artist in the residency program, is if an artist decides that they want to sell out of the space, any of the profits that are made from their sales, we give to a local charity. And when I say local, I'm talking micro local. So I identify a nonprofit here on the south side of Madison that we give to. So the other organization that we're giving to is the St. Mark's Food Pantry. And they're a really great organization here in the Bay Creek neighborhood that provides food for those in need. And I volunteered there many, many times. And it's just a really great organization that I feel deserves a little bit of recognition. And so, they'll be the other benefactor, if you will, of the profits.
If you're just joining us here on Nightlight, we're talking to Jay Henley. He's the owner and curator of The Bounty, which is in Madison. We're discussing the fundraising mini boat race and fish boil coming. It's this weekend, right, Jay?
Actually, it's next weekend. So
next weekend.
Sunday, May 31st.
Gotcha. So okay.
A little less than 2 weeks out. I'm doing some last minute preparations. Everything for the regatta we have ready. It's just a matter of the sailors or the boat captains getting their boats ready, seaworthy, if you will. It's funny, a little side note here. I've had, whoever captains are actually tuning in tonight, put your boat in the water before you show up for the event, because there has been some instances where boats have been placed in the water and they've immediately sank. So, I often urge those boat captains to make sure, put it in your bathtub, like get it in some water to make sure it actually floats. So, May 31st, from 3 to 9 is the date and time for the event.
Excellent. We'll put that in the show notes for anyone who wants to check it out. Pete, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say more info is at info@thebountymadison.com. It's $45 a person for a great cause. Where else, what else will the day be like, Jay? I assume you have food there, porta potties, ideally, maybe, so people don't have to run to local businesses?
No, I mean, I've got facilities here, so they don't need to run anywhere but to the bathroom here. Hopefully they won't need that for the food, because the food is being prepared by Friends Applaud. Adam is the owner of Friends Applaud here in the Bay Creek neighborhood. New restaurant, tavern, cafe. He's 7 weeks in, wildly popular. He's hit a nerve. There's a lot of fun that's happening there. His business. He will be running the fish boil. We've secured a Sturgeon Bay resident who will be our fishmonger. He's getting the fish from Lake Superior.
Oh, nice.
50 Mile Fish Company is the name of his organization. He'll be providing the food. So the day kind of looks like this. Around 3 o'clock, everyone should start to gather. That's when I urge the captains to get their boats in the water and make sure that they know what if their boat can actually function as it needs to. Then we'll have our first race heat around 3:30. We'll have our first boil over at 4:30, and that's a spectacle in itself. Big flaming ball of fire that happens at the very end of the fish boil that kind of gets all the oils from the fish that have accumulated during the cooking process to dissipate. It's spectacular.
Is that why that is? I never knew that. I never knew that's where the flames came from. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's incredible. What they do is they have this cauldron, if you will, over an open flame. They cook potatoes and onions.
I'm so hungry. Oh my God.
When the potatoes and onions are ready, they put the fish in, and just as the fish is getting ready to be done, they literally take a tin can of kerosene, throw it at the base of the flame, and that creates this huge fireball that, I don't know, it's like 25, 30 feet tall, huge flame, which then spikes the temperature of the water, of the boil, which creates this boil over effect where that's what all the oils and come out of the soup, if you will, and that's what extinguishes the flame. So, and at that point, it's ready to serve. And you're ready.
Right on.
One final question, very quick answer before we get out of here. We only got a couple seconds left here. Do you make everyone call you Admiral?
Well, there will be a show of, let's just say, some castaways this year. We usually have a theme that goes on. There's going to be some castaways here. So
that's gotcha. Great.
Well, thank great you very stuff. Much. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off there. We got to get out of here. But Jay Henley is the owner and curator of The Bounty. Check out, we're going to put that information in our show notes about the fish boil and the fundraiser for the boat race. That's coming up on the 31st of May, on a week from Sunday. So check it out. Thank you so much, Jay, for being here. We appreciate you.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Thank you.
All right. Stick around. We're on Nightlight with Pete and Greg.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. If you want to get in touch, simply call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter on tomorrow's show. That's right. We've got a show tomorrow, too. We're here Monday through Friday, baby. We're going to be talking to Bill Burtman. He's a board member of the Wausau and Marathon County Parks Foundation, talking about the talking to Bill about the Granite Belt system that is being developed for biking. And then we will be talking to Piet Levy, a music reporter, about the upcoming lineup for Summerfest, as well as just Milwaukee music in general. So that's going to be a really fun show. So come on back for that. We'd love to hear. Or just know that you're around. This makes us feel better when you're here.
For sure.
Okay. All right. You know what? This question of the night has seriously just become a thing now. Speaking of the question of the night, is, what is your favorite slang term? And yes, it can be made up. Let us know. Again, give us a call. Give us a text. You can let us know through the Civic Media app. You can email us, Nightlight, yeah. NITELITE, at civicmedia.us. And also let us know. Guest ideas, topic ideas, whatever you'd like. Give us 5-star reviews. We'd love to hear from you. But yeah, let's get to some last minute text messages and or Facebook comments from the people. Dom, what do we got?
We still got a view here. We got John Murray texting in Madison, says, worked at Osco drugstore when I was 16. My manager, Jerry, would use his homemade fill-in words to keep things clean when reacting, where curse words might be on the menu.
Yes.
Ever since, when I need to say it out loud but keep it clean, I say Yamakaga Yaga Hosey, which I did look up, and they don't have any real meanings, not that I know of, but really cool, really interesting.
Ever since I got on the radio, well, not just ever since, but like I've been trying to swear less. I don't swear on the air, of course, and I like to say fudge. I say fudge a lot, but I say it aggressively in many different ways, like fudging or gosh fudge it, things like that. Because I just do my biggest, like, I have never cursed on the air at this point, not yet. I'll say yet because it could happen, mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just like I really, really utilize those alternatives. That's what I do when I want to swear. So,
Steve Segrin used to say, he just knew a bit about when you were young and you want to say mm-hmm. the F word, you'd say forget you.
Yeah,
and that was a big thing. And then that CeeLo Green song, which I love,
yeah.
Yeah, which is a song we can't play the real version. He did a Forget You version, and the song mm-hmm. is so good. I still like listening to it musically and composition-wise, but it just doesn't have the pop.
Yeah, the and original. Also CeeLo Green is low-key insane. So
is he?
Oh, he's insane. He is a bad human being. Bad. So
how do you guys know that? Really, I never heard anything about this.
It's did I miss? Just look up. Just look up. Okay. CeeLo allegations and go from there.
Oh, dear.
But what else we got there, Dom?
We also got Steady Eddie texting in, said, Greg and Pete, lately.
That's us.
That's you guys. Lately, I'm hearing the slang on the street. That's totally Schwabba. The reply is always Schwabba Dabba Doo. Not sure what it means, but I think it's totally Schwabba. Steady Eddie. There we go.
Is it
positive or negative?
I think it's positive. It's
positive.
Okay.
Because here's the thing is all I hear is Adam Sandler. Schwabba-dabba-doo.
Oh, God.
Schwabba-dabba-doo.
And that crazy voice.
Did you see Schwabba-dabba-doo hanging out with Chalamet?
This is how I talk when I want to say something funny, but there's not really a punchline.
You know what? Don't. He's a national treasure.
Come on. I like the guy. Did I ever tell you about when I was on the Comedy Central CD-ROM, Greg?
Oh, boy. Hey, yeah. Dom, go look that up later.
Yeah, when they Google that.
When they thought that was going to be the next step in the evolution of technology.
He was already famous. He was already on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. I just had a buddy at Comedy Central, so our two faces were on the promotional CD-ROM. It's Adam Sandler and me.
Yeah.
And my kids see that now and they're like, geez, Dad, what happened?
It's compact disc read-only memory? That's what it is?
Don't go too deep into it, buddy.
CD-ROM? No, yeah, it's just a CD.
It was something they, okay. It's something they would get, like bands would do this back in, like the late 90s, early 2000s. They would, like, have their CD album, and then on there, or they would add a second disc, a CD-ROM, where it would have, like, pictures and music videos. And it was all just garbage. Ugh. It was terrible. But we thought, like, this is the, as John Mulaney says, this is the height of luxury. Like, it's just absolutely just, it's, they put in cereal boxes, okay? Seriously. I mean, it's just absolutely terrible. But that's hilarious. I'm going to try to find that CD-ROM.
I missed out on that. I'll take a picture of it and send it to you. It's pretty funny. It's a terrible picture, too.
You do that, schwabba-dabba-doo. Are there any more Facebook messages?
No, we're good. We are all caught up, baby.
Okay. Well, we got a couple of live stream comments here. What's up, guys? Happy Monday from Danny Bears. And then I don't know what this one here.
Dave Kunish.
I don't know if this is this.
I don't know what that is.
Naughty? Okay. I have no idea.
No, I think contextually, I think it's okay.
I don't know.
Put someone in a box. That's like a term. Isn't that like a cop show term?
What's in the box?
Yeah.
That's from Seven. All right.
Well, that's
Pete, what'd you learn tonight?
I learned about a great event with Jay Henley and Mike Clemens keeping us posted on sports. And I hope everyone in San Diego,
it
does not get any worse. That's what I learned.
Yep. Don, what about you?
Same thing. More about the fundraising boat race. I'm excited. I might attend.
I found out that if I ever put on a boat race and I refer to people as captains, I'm going to force them to call me Admiral. That's the only, you only get in if you call me Admiral. That's it. Done. You don't call me that, you're out. Bye-bye. You get no fish boil food. So, all right, folks, on behalf of Pete, we want to thank Dom and Tucker and engineering and traffic for all the work they do, making sure the microphones turn on, make sure that we get the job done correctly, because they're amazing. And also everyone who called and texted and commented and let us know about their thoughts, whether it was about the show, the question, or anything. Thank you so much. You are what makes us amazing. And we'll be back tomorrow with a great show talking to Bill Burtman and Piet Levy. So come on back later, but stick around. There's still like lots of great programming here on Civic Media. You are listening and are watching Nightlight with Pete and Greg. Say goodnight, Pete.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.